You Were Destined for Me, Chapter 1. Luo Qingang is in the middle of discussing what to do about a minor territorial dispute when one of his men shows up to whisper in his ear. They could have called his phone directly, but some things are a bit delicate, and the men are almost amusingly careful about anything involving Luo Qingang's relationship. It's not exactly the sort of news Luo Qingang is happy to hear. His hand clenches into a fist and he stands up from his chair. He looks at Fu Sheng and nods. "I leave it to you, Fu Sheng," he says before taking his leave. Fu Sheng just grins and says, "Sure, Dad, I'll handle this." Luo Qingang doesn't need to worry about Fu Sheng. He's become very dependable, and he's more than capable of handling things like this on his own. It's quite nice to not need to worry about his son. His teenage years had been somewhat turbulent, after all. Luo Qingang strides outside quickly, and the car is already waiting for him. Perhaps he shouldn't be so predictable, but when it comes to young Xiu Xian, he just can't help himself. His men know exactly how he'll react. By the time they're at the bar where one of his men had spotted young Xiu Xian, Luo Qingang isn't in the best of moods. At least young Xiu Xian had been smart enough to go somewhere that wasn't in their territory, and a relatively small place at that. Or maybe that's just entirely by chance. The fact that Luo Qingang needs to come here, it's probably not going to cause any issues. This particular place isn't really associated with anyone in particular, but it's still territory that technically belongs to someone else. Luo Qingang grits his teeth and walks inside. He finds young Xiu Xian immediately, up at the bar, drunk and nearly plastered against some woman, his lips pressed against... Luo Qingang growls, and then quickly walks up to the pair of them and grabs young Xiu Xian by the arm, so hard that he thinks he might feel the bones grinding together under his hand. Young Xiu Xian yelps and then whimpers, staring at Luo Qingang. He isn't stupid enough to protest when Luo Qingang drags him out of there. One of his men keeps the woman away from him, which is very lucky for her. Luo Qingang is in no mood to listen to a single sound from some tramp with her hands all over what belongs to him.
I wouldn't...
Young Xiu Xian stammers out once he's dragged him outside. Maybe the fresh air helped him gather some of his wits, but not enough to form full sentences. Luo Qingang says nothing, just shoves him inside the car. Young Xiu Xian makes a small, dismayed noise, and then swallows quickly and stays quiet. Maybe he's not even quite as drunk as Luo Qingang had thought. Or then Luo Qingang just looks angry enough that even a drunk young Xiu Xian realizes to keep his mouth shut. He only starts talking again when Luo Qingang has dragged him out of the car and inside the house, all the way to the small, entirely bare room that exists for situations just like this.
"Please, I didn't... You don't need to do this. I won't... Not again."
Young Xiu Xian pleads in broken sentences, actual tears falling from his eyes. Luo Qingang's heart wavers a bit, even though he's still angry. He grits his teeth and doesn't say anything at all as he throws young Xiu Xian inside. He stumbles and falls to the floor, crawling toward the door, still crying and pleading quietly. Luo Qingang slams the door shut. He stands there listening as young Xiu Xian cries on the other side of the door, a weak, "Please, I'll be good," making its way through the door now and then. Then he hardens his heart and turns around and walks away. Luo Qingang will let him out once he's properly learned his lesson. Luo Qingang takes young Xiu Xian food himself every day. He never says anything to young Xiu Xian, and by now young Xiu Xian has remembered that begging will only make his punishment longer, so he stays quiet too. But he can't quite seem to stop the tears that slip from his eyes as he looks at Luo Qingang when he sets the food tray down in front of young Xiu Xian. That's all the interaction young Xiuxian has. Luo Qingyong leaves him there for a week. Then, finally, he opens the door and looks at young Xiuxian for a moment before saying, "Please come outside, Asian." Young Xiuxian keeps his eyes down as he slowly stands up. Luo Qingyong can see him trembling as he takes a few hesitant steps towards him, like he isn't sure if he's actually allowed. Luo Qingyong says nothing and simply waits. Carefully, young Xiuxian walks up to him, and Luo Qingyong reaches out to wrap him into a hug. He shakes against Luo Qingyong and whimpers quietly, burying his head into the crook of Luo Qingyong's shoulder and holding on to him desperately. "It was only that one kiss," young Xiuxian whispers, barely audible. "I know," Luo Qingyong says. "If it had been more than that, it's better if Luo Qingyong doesn't think about it."
"Do I need to stay in there for longer?"
young Xiuxian asks, his voice shaking along with the rest of him. "No, you don't need to go in there again," Luo Qingyong says, stroking young Xiuxian's back calmingly. He waits for a moment before asking, "Do you think I should punish you more?" There's a small whimper in answer, and then young Xiuxian nods quickly against his shoulder. Luo Qingyong isn't quite sure if he's surprised or not.
"I didn't mean to hurt you,"
young Xiuxian says in a small voice. Luo Qingyong sighs and brushes away some of young Xiuxian's hair before pressing a kiss against his temple. "I've run you a bath. Let's take you there first and I'll think of something else after," Luo Qingyong says gently. Chapter 2. The bath seems to do wonders for young Xiuxian. He's much more himself afterwards. Enough so that when Luo Qingyong tells him to get on the bed so that he can fuck him, young Xiuxian grins at him and says, "That's not much of a punishment." He doesn't need to tell young Xiuxian twice, though, because he quite eagerly settles down on the bed, spreading his legs for Luo Qingyong. "You really can't keep him down for too long," Luo Qingyong thinks, with fondness. Even so, tonight young Xiuxian is far more eager to please than he would be otherwise. Not that Luo Qingyong has ever had any complaints when it comes to the sex. Luo Qingyong is quite liberal with the lube, as he fingers young Xiuxian open. He watches the way young Xiuxian's head falls back, and he moans loudly when Luo Qingyong fingers his prostate. He thinks about making young Xiuxian come like this, and then fucking him when he's still limp from his own orgasm. Luo Qingyong takes a deep breath and dismisses the thought. It definitely has its appeal, but for now, he wants young Xiuxian to come with Luo Qingyong's cock inside him. He pulls his fingers out and positions himself at young Xiuxian's opening. Young Xiuxian obediently lifts his legs up to Luo Qingyong's shoulders, and Luo Qingyong has to admire the flexibility of youth. He fucks young Xiuxian deep and slow, enjoying the shameless noises young Xiuxian makes, never exactly afraid to be vocal. He doesn't stop young Xiuxian from taking his own cock in hand or stroking himself in time with Luo Qingyong's thrusts. Young Xiuxian comes with a shudder, his back arching up from the bed, his ass tightening around Luo Qingyong's cock. Luo Qingyong quickens his pace a bit, his thrusts turning shallower as he chases his own climax. He groans and pushes inside young Xiuxian one last time, as he comes inside him, spilling his seed inside young Xiuxian's ass. Luo Qingyong gives himself a moment to recover. Young Xiuxian makes a small noise that might be discomfort. Luo Qingang is guessing his legs are starting to hurt by now. But he doesn't ask Luo Qingang to move away. Luo Qingang pats his leg lightly and helps him move them away from his shoulders. Yang Xiuxian gives a small sigh of relief. Then Luo Qingang finally pulls his softened cock out of Yang Xiuxian's ass. He watches the cum lazily dribbling from the puckered hole for a moment. Then he sits down on the side of the bed, settling his feet on the ground and making himself comfortable before telling Yang Xiuxian to come lie in his lap. Yang Xiuxian only hesitates for a moment, and probably mostly because his legs still haven't quite recovered, before crawling over. He settles across Luo Qingang's lap, his ass right there for easy access. He doesn't so much as ask what Luo Qingang is planning. Far more eager to please than usual, Luo Qingang thinks once again. He reaches for the lube, letting some of it dribble between Yang Xiuxian's ass cheeks against his waiting hole. He pushes two of his fingers inside without any preamble. Yang Xiuxian makes a small, soft gasp, but stays soft and relaxed. All right, my dear. You can come for me again, can't you? Luo Qingang asks, pushing his fingers in a bit deeper, finding the right spot inside Yang Xiuxian. Yang Xiuxian lets out a soft mewl as Luo Qingang presses his fingers against his prostate. Yes, of course. He manages to get out. Good. Because you'll be doing it a few times yet, Luo Qingang says calmly. Yang Xiuxian whimpers quietly and convulses at the last orgasm. He's too tired to make much more sound than that. His orgasm's nothing more than convulsions at this point. Luo Qingang waits for the worst to pass, and then fucks the vibrator into him a few more times. Yang Xiuxian sobs, his face buried against the sheets. Luo Qingang pulls the vibrator out and sets it aside. He looks at the mess he's made of Yang Xiuxian's asshole. He grins slightly to himself and then pushes two of his fingers inside. Yang Xiuxian mewls quietly, trying to pull away. Luo Qingang stills his fingers, squeezing Yang Xiuxian's hip with his other hand. Stay still, he says in a warning tone. Yang Xiuxian whimpers quietly, but doesn't try to move away. It had probably been more instinct than actual thought anyway, Luo Qingang thinks. He gives Yang Xiuxian another moment before pushing his legs a bit wider apart and then adding a third finger inside him. He listens to the helpless noises Yang Xiuxian makes while he fucks his fingers in and out of his asshole. With a small smile, he presses in four fingers, twisting his hand a little and pushing his fingers in all the way to his knuckles. Despite how much abuse his asshole has already taken, Luo Qingang can feel the way the ring of muscle clenches around his hand, before gradually giving in to the slow pressure, as he presses his entire hand inside. Yang Xiuxian mewls tiredly, in a mix of pain and pleasure. It's probably a lot more pain than pleasure at this point, Luo Qingang imagines. He keeps his hand there for a moment, slowly curling his fingers together into a fist. If you can come with my hand inside you, I'll stop for today, Luo Qingang says, squeezing Yang Xiuxian's ass cheek with his other hand. He can see Yang Xiuxian nod slightly. He's probably too wrung out to actually talk, poor boy, Luo Qingang thinks fondly. Then he starts to fuck Yang Xiuxian's ass with his fist, pressing inside until his wrist slips inside the greedy asshole. Yang Xiuxian mewls loudly and then just starts crying as Luo Qingang keeps fucking his fist into his ass. It takes quite some time before Yang Xiuxian orgasms, convulsing painfully on the bed, his hands curling into claws and his ass clenching around Luo Qingang's hand. Luo Qinggeng is careful when he pulls his hand out. He looks at the mess of Yang Susian's ass and has to bite his lip as he tries to resist the urge to push his cock inside. He did promise to stop. Luo Qinggeng sighs quietly. He keeps his promises, after all. He strokes one ass cheek gently before lying down next to Yang Susian. He's not entirely surprised when Yang Susian shakily crawls closer and then presses his face against Luo Qinggeng's arm, shaking with tears. Luo Qinggeng wraps his arms around him and helps him a bit closer until Yang Susian is lying with his head resting on Luo Qinggeng's chest while he cries helplessly. Luo Qinggeng keeps holding him.
"It's all right now, my dear. We won't need to do that again for a while," he says softly. Yang Susian keeps crying and shaking quietly.
Chapter 3. Luo Qinggeng wakes up with Yang Susian curled against his side. He smiles slightly and reaches out to pet Yang Susian's hair. He doesn't stir at all, which doesn't really surprise Luo Qinggeng much. Yang Susian can be a very heavy sleeper, and is probably still exhausted from last night. He runs his hand down Yang Susian's side and down to his hip. He kneads at an ass cheek gently before finding Yang Susian's asshole. His fingers circle the rim a few times. Yang Susian makes a small, sleepy sound, but doesn't stir. Luo Qinggeng lifts his hand to his mouth, sucking at his own finger, coating it with saliva before reaching down to Yang Susian's asshole again. He presses the finger inside slowly. Yang Susian whimpers slightly in his sleep when his finger slips inside past the second knuckle. He fucks his finger in a few times and Yang Susian makes a low, quiet whine, his forehead furrowing slightly. Luo Qinggeng can feel his own cock rapidly hardening. He moves his finger around a bit, brushing lightly against Yang Susian's prostate. The whine grows a bit louder, and then Yang Susian's eyes blink open, sleepy and confused. Luo Qinggeng presses against that hard nub inside Yang Susian again. His breath shudders and a loud keen slips out, tears springing to those confused eyes. Luo Qinggeng relents slightly, pulling his finger away a bit and then just gently fucking it into Yang Susian's hole. "Please," Yang Susian whimpers, his voice rough with sleep. Luo Qinggeng presses his finger in as deep as he can. Yang Susian's breath hitches again, and there's a long, drawn-out whine. "Don't. Please," he whimpers. Luo Qinggeng keeps his finger where it is. "This belongs to me, doesn't it?" he asks, crooking his finger pointedly. Yang Susian whimpers again. "Don't you think I can fuck your hole whenever I want to?" The words are hard and cold, and he shifts slightly, enough so that he can let his hard cock press against the Yang Susian's thigh. Yang Susian's breath shudders, tears leaking from the corners of his eyes. "Yes, it's yours, only yours," Yang Susian whispers. Luo Qinggeng smiles and carefully pulls his finger out. Yang Susian whimpers softly. Luo Qinggeng pats his arm gently and then runs his hand down the side of his body. "It's all right. No need to cry now. I won't hurt you like that anymore. You just needed a reminder, my dear," he says soothingly. Yang Susian shivers, nods slightly, and doesn't quite manage to stop the tears. Luo Qinggeng lifts his hand to his face and runs his fingers along Yang Susian's jaw. "I can fuck your mouth instead, right, Asian?" he asks. Yang Susian takes a sharp breath and then nods almost frantically. Luo Qinggeng chuckles softly,
He really, really doesn't want anything inside his ass right now. Not that Luo Qingang blames him. He has to be more than a bit sore down there. Lie back. Luo Qingang instructs him, and Yang Suxian complies without any fuss. Luo Qingang straddles his face, reaching down to tilt his jaw up a bit before saying, "Now, open up for me." Yang Suxian doesn't hesitate to open his mouth, to let Luo Qingang in. He lowers his cock into that wet heat, groaning as he presses in deep, feeling the head of his cock hit the back of Yang Suxian's throat. He watches the tears leaking from Yang Suxian's eyes, his hands coming up to grasp Luo Qingang's thighs as he chokes on Luo Qingang's cock. Luo Qingang lets up a bit, letting Yang Suxian breathe for a moment, and then he slowly presses his cock in deep again. He brushes at the tears at the corner of Yang Suxian's eyes and asks, "Would you like to come, Asian?" Yang Suxian's eyes widen a bit, and he seems to hesitate for a moment. It's not like he can answer in words with Luo Qingang's cock filling his mouth. But then he shakes his head minutely. Luo Qingang huffs quietly and pets his hair, and keeps on fucking his mouth deeply. Maybe the poor boy really isn't over last night yet. Luo Qingang comes, groaning at his release, his cock pressed deep into Yang Suxian's mouth. Yang Suxian tries to swallow frantically, and Luo Qingang pulls out before he really does manage to choke him. He watches as Yang Suxian turns his head to the side and swallows with some effort, his breaths coming in harsh gasps. He lies down next to Yang Suxian, feeling lethargic and soft. "Come here," he tells Yang Suxian, holding an arm out. Yang Suxian takes a moment, still recovering, before he moves over to rest against Luo Qingang. His breathing is still a bit fast as he settles his head down on Luo Qingang's arm. Luo Qingang smiles a bit and curls his arm around him. Luo Qingang pets his arm softly, and Yang Suxian slowly relaxes against him, his breathing settling into a normal rhythm. "I need to go take care of some business," Luo Qingang says regretfully. As much as he'd like to spend the whole day with Yang Suxian, there are things that need doing, and he can't leave everything to Fusheng. "But you should rest here for the day. I'll see to it you get something light to eat, and I'll be back as soon as I can," Luo Qingang goes on. "Thank you," Yang Suxian whispers. Luo Qingang sighs softly and holds Yang Suxian a bit tighter for a moment. "I love you too much," he admits quietly. It's as close to an apology as Yang Suxian will ever get. Chapter 4. Luo Qingang comes home to find Yang Suxian lying on the couch. In a t-shirt and a pair of loose sweatpants, Luo Qingang is relatively sure belong to him. His hair is a bit damp and there's a glass of something or other alcoholic down on the floor within easy reach. There's a book lying on the floor too, along with his phone. But right at the moment, Yang Suxian has one arm draped over his eyes, the other dangling down to the floor, like he might be trying to hide from the light. He moves his arm when he hears Luo Qingang coming in. He looks at Luo Qingang with a smile that's a little bit too sharp around the edges. "You're home," he says, and that too has a little bit of a bite to it. "I am," Luo Qingang agrees calmly, walking a bit closer and asking, "Did you rest?" Yang Suxian makes a frustrated little noise and says, "I didn't even feel like painting." "Oh," Luo Qingang thinks. That usually leaves Yang Suxian in a bad mood. Luo Qingang lifts Yang Suxian's legs to sit down on the couch, and then moves his bare feet into Luo Qingang's lap. He runs his finger along the top of Yang Suxian's foot, before taking a firmer hold.
young Susian hums. Restless? Luo Qingyong asks as he starts massaging the foot.
Maybe. I don't know.
Young Susian answers, frustration bleeding into his voice. There's a moment of quiet as Luo Qingyong keeps massaging young Susian's foot firmly. He can feel young Susian slowly relaxing as he goes on, melting deeper into the couch. Then, after some time, young Susian abruptly says,
I missed you.
His voice is quiet, and the edge seems a little bit less sharp now. Luo Qingyong lifts young Susian's foot a bit and bends down to press a kiss against his ankle before switching to the other foot.
I missed you too, he says.
His fingers press against the arch of young Susian's foot, and he gives out a frankly indecent moan.
Now I just want to fuck, but I'm still fucking hurting,
young Susian complains.
Should I stop?
Luo Qingyong asks with an arched brow, not stopping his fingers from pressing into young Susian's foot.
No. Definitely don't stop,
young Susian says. Luo Qingyong laughs and lifts the foot high enough for him to press small kisses along its length. Young Susian whines softly. Luo Qingyong lowers the foot back down.
I'm sure we can manage something that doesn't hurt.
Unless you think you're not ready for more orgasms yet, Luo Qingyong tells him, letting his blunt nails scrape along the side of young Susian's foot. Young Susian shivers.
Don't even say that, he says, but he doesn't sound quite as sure as he might want to.
Luo Qingyong lets his eyes fall to the noticeable bulge in young Susian's sweatpants. He runs his fingers along the arch of young Susian's foot.
Or I can keep doing this. Well, you take care of that yourself,
Luo Qingyong says, his eyes still on young Susian's erection. Young Susian makes a sweet little noise as Luo Qingyong's fingers press a bit more firmly against his foot.
Yeah,
young Susian agrees, his hand quickly slipping into the trousers to pull his cock out. He keeps touching young Susian's feet as he watches young Susian stroking his own cock. Young Susian makes small, soft noises, his back arching slightly. Luo Qingyong moves young Susian's foot up and licks along it, even if it means he has to stop watching for a moment. Young Susian makes such sweet noises as Luo Qingyong licks and kisses at his foot. He can feel the foot he's holding tense, and hear the low groan. He looks over to see cum coating young Susian's hand. He's a bit disappointed to have missed watching young Susian's climax. Luo Qingyong presses a last kiss to young Susian's foot before setting it down into his lap. Young Susian grins at him, lazy and satisfied and a little bit relieved.
Are you all right? It didn't hurt.
Luo Qingyong asks with some concern, even though he can see that young Susian is fine.
I'm good,
young Susian says, the grin still firmly on his lips. He moves his foot to press it against Luo Qingyong's crotch. Luo Qingyong groans at the sudden pressure against his half-hard cock.
I could do something about this,
young Susian's voice is teasing. Luo Qingyong smiles at him and says,
whatever you want.
The end.